This is the Internship Show, where we interview heads of internship programs from the top companies in the world to learn more about what it means to be an intern for them and how to get hired. I'm Parker Pell, and on today's show, we speak to Nicole Clemens from Pitney Bowes. Nicole heads the campus strategy at Pitney Bowes and primarily focuses on campus engagement in alignment with Pitney Bowes' strategic business priorities. She works closely with Pitney Bowes' business partners to understand priority areas and talent goals of the respective business units. As part of her role, she works in conjunction with the recruitment team and helps to manage the onboarding lifecycle for campus hires. The goal and purpose of her role is to increase the quality and diversity of Pitney Bowes' long-term hiring pipeline. Nicole, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Parker, for having me.
So as the head of campus strategy, what is your background in talent and internships?
So yeah, Parker, I've actually been with Pitney Bowes for about 7 years now, and I've actually had a variety of different roles. My first role was managing a very early in career team in a position which actually supported our sales organization. And after about 4 years of doing that, I was additionally tasked with building and leading our first software sales academy. And the software sales academy was primarily students just out of college. And this gave me more exposure to the programmatic elements of building a team. So although I've managed it in the past, I'd actually never built the program. So I did that for about a year. And both of these roles are what allowed me to work with college students on a regular basis. I was able to partner with our internal recruitment team, interview numerous candidates, hire early in career talent, and most importantly, really help entry-level employees set their professional goals and really help them develop a career path within our organization. So now I head our campus program, and my years working within the business as an actual manager and interacting with the students transitioning from being in college to employment has had such a great impact on my perspective for leading our program and helping to build a sustainable campus strategy.
And you talk about campus strategy. That may be something or a term that students aren't used to, but Pitney Bowes is such a large company. Could you kind of go a little bit more into kind of what you do as a campus strategist for Pitney Bowes?
Absolutely. So, basically I manage our campus program, and that includes a few different things. So I'll kind of list those out. It includes our campus and student engagement and activities which really align with Pitney Bowes' strategic business priorities. And on an annual basis, those can change. So I work closely with our business partners to really understand the priority areas and the direction and talent goals of our business units. So as part of my role, I work in conjunction with our recruitment team and really help manage the onboarding lifecycle for our campus hires. And the primary goal and purpose of my role is to, and this is where like the strategy comes in, it's really to increase the quality and diversity of our long-term hiring pipeline while expanding Pitney Bowes' footprint and brand at our target campuses.
So were you an intern when you were in school, or kind of what was your experience like?
So yeah, Parker, you might be aging me a bit because I was an intern. I actually had a few internships in school. However, the one that stands out the most to me was actually a public relations internship for a professional indoor lacrosse team. And I participated in that internship in conjunction with a sports journalism class that I was taking in college. So as I reflect back on that internship, which was about 20 years ago, a recent conversation with our chief marketing officer at Pitney Bowes comes to mind. And he was having a conversation with our recent interns and was reflecting on his own career journey. And he was speaking about the importance of balance, specifically as it relates to doing what you love versus doing what you're good at. And coincidentally, that's the exact balance I was faced with in that PR internship. I love sports and sports journalism. However, through that internship, I just learned that I didn't necessarily love the PR part of it and building the team brand. So although I was good at it and it was fun, I just didn't love that part. So sometimes, what I found from that experience is that internships can teach you about things that you don't want to do, and that can be just as valuable of an experience. So internships are really a great tool in learning that balance and defining your career direction.
And I think sometimes students, they check a box off saying, I got an internship, and then they lose sight of what they should actually be taking away from that internship or how they should be utilizing it to grow their network or find that balance and kind of really determine what their career path is. As you kind of mentioned in your previous role, that is kind of what you did with entry-level employees, is how do you set your career path on a trajectory that's going to put you in position to succeed?
Absolutely, Parker. I mean, I feel like it's a big balancing act because it is a checkbox in one sense, right? You want to get that internship, you want to get paid, you want to learn, you want to put it on your resume. But there's so much value in really loving what you're doing and learning from that experience and figuring out what you want to do that not necessarily you can learn in the classroom. So, you know, that's a great point.
And what advice would you have for students trying to make the most of this summer in particular and how they can put themselves on a pedestal and really excel to put themselves on a trajectory, like you mentioned, for their career path that's going to be successful?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so much advice that you can give. However, I think there's advice that can apply to on-site internships as well as virtual internships. And I'm seeing a pivot in that, right? Like some internships are on-site, but there's an openness now to doing things virtually. So I think my advice I'd like to focus on, you know, what students could do no matter what the capacity of that internship is. So the first is, you know, really being proactive and participating in as much as possible. So everybody takes an internship and they have a role, but don't wait to be asked to do something or to be involved. Ask questions and embrace opportunities to learn more. I'd also say use the summer internship to build on your network with people, not just in, you know, your direct team, but in different areas of the business. So take the opportunity to meet people and introduce yourself, because forming those connections now can be pretty simple, but it's the future where they can be really extremely valuable. I also think it's important to get to know your peers and form those friendships. You know, a huge part of an internship is the social aspect and really developing lasting relationships. And this might be more challenging in a virtual internship, but scheduling catch-ups and having those water cooler type conversations is so important in feeling connected with your peers. And lastly, and I feel like this is the most important piece of advice I ever received early on, is to find a mentor. So at Pitney Bowes, we do encourage that each intern is matched with a mentor, but this can be something an intern can just find and do on their own based on who they actually connect with on a personal level. There's no rule about how many mentors a person can have, and you often don't even realize how important a mentor is until you look back one day and realize the impact that they had on your career.
I think that peer-to-peer networking is something that gets extremely lost in a student's mindset, because you're not competing with other students for a role. You're trying to learn from them and grow, because those peer-to-peer networks and connections that you make may be connections that you utilize 10 years down the line that you otherwise wouldn't know of.
Absolutely.
And how can a student utilize social media in this day and age, in your opinion, to try to navigate to securing an internship? Because the internship search process is strenuous for most students and maybe the first time that students are trying to get an internship or a corporate level job altogether.
Yeah, it's a really great question. And, you know, I didn't have social media back when I was searching for an internship. And sometimes I think, you know, it could be overused in a way, but I feel like if you use social media as a tool to build on your network and really help brand yourself for future opportunities. So put the focus on what you want people to see and learn about you when they read about you on social media. You know, it's okay to show a personal side, but I think it's really important to brand yourself in somewhat of a professional manner. As part of our internship at Pitney Bowes, we really try to help interns leverage like their LinkedIn and really enhance their professional image so that they're more marketable for future roles. The other thing that I would say is there's a lot of value in connecting with people, but don't forget to use it as a tool in learning about different companies and their culture. So I think one of the things that, you know, people do when they are going onto social media to secure an internship is they're connecting with people and trying to figure out who's who. But I also think it's so important to learn about the different companies and their culture. So does it look like a place that you want to work? Do you think it aligns with your values? Use it not only as a tool to make the connections, but more to gather intel and learn about the internships and the company culture.
How important is it for a student to be purposeful in outreach on channels like LinkedIn and not just send a blanket message to 10 people and hope one of them gets back?
I mean, it's so important. I feel like less is more in those circumstances. So sending out a blanket message, can be great. You know, it's a numbers game. However, there's something so authentic about getting a personalized message on LinkedIn. And I think people in the recruiting space, especially when it comes to interns, they value that authenticity. And I think it's important to keep that in mind. Although you're anxious to get an internship, don't lose who you are in the process.
Why should a student intern with a company maybe that's large, like a size of Pitney Bowes? Because I think that some students tackle with, should I intern with a smaller company or a larger company? Like, what's the best route for me to go?
Yeah, Parker. And I do think there's value in any internship, regardless of the size of the company. Even the advice I mentioned previously can all be achieved in a small company or a large company. But oddly enough, I think of Pitney Bowes as actually falling into both of those size categories. So although we're a very large global company, you can actually look at each area within Pitney Bowes as a bunch of small businesses. That's how I've actually managed it over the years. Each area of the business kind of has like their own CEO, and each role plays a huge part in impacting the overall goals of the business. So sometimes the size of the company can be really scary and overwhelming. I mean, I imagine for a student, it's exceptionally can be overwhelming. But being an intern really allows you to make an impact regardless of the company's size. That's really what matters. So I'd encourage interns to look at their internship through a small business lens, no matter what it is, and focus on ways that they can make those little impacts while they're interning at a large company like Pitney Bowes.
I love that advice to have a lens in terms of looking at it as a small business. And we're here obviously to learn about Pitney Bowes in your program. So could you give an overview of Pitney Bowes for listeners who may have not heard of your company?
Yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are really unsure of what we do, although I'm sure their grandparents might have an idea. So Pitney Bowes is a global technology company that really helps clients succeed by simplifying the complexity of shipping and mailing. So 100 years ago, we were actually the first company that could print stamps on behalf of the U.S. government. And over the last 100 years, we have transformed into basically a commerce powerhouse by creating solutions that power billions of transactions. So we have actually 1.5 million clients around the world, and we really help to optimize their buying and selling process with a focus on, you know, the consumer, the retailer, and really the entire end-to-end purchase experience. So we help streamline shipping and mailing by simplifying the shipping decisions and really create a more efficient mailing process. So we help organize millions of pieces of mail and fulfill e-commerce parcels every day. We have fulfillment centers across the United States. And so, for example, to put it simplistically, every time you buy a pair of Rothy's shoes, it's Pitney Bowes that's fulfilling that order on the back end.
And why is it such a great place to work at Pitney Bowes?
You know, I was thinking about this question, and I, of course, feel these things on my own. However, my peers that I've spoken with and other colleagues, I sense the same type of reasons why they love working for Pitney Bowes. So I feel like it's important that I mention a few things. There is a constant encouragement for professional development. As I mentioned earlier, I personally have had several different roles while at Pitney Bowes, and that's really a result of our culture. So whether you're an intern or a mid-level manager, the executive leadership and management teams are always inspiring employees to learn new things, embrace new ideas, and take on cross-functional stretch projects. We're a big company, but there's always this encouragement to try something new in a different area of the business just to test it out. And when I look at my personal career at Pitney Bowes, I think that's something I really love because it's not only diversified my skill set, but more importantly, it's really given me the ability to take on these new roles that I've gotten with confidence. I'd also say, Parker, that relationships is a big reason why it's a great place to work. Pitney Bowes offers like this great atmosphere where you can build on friendships and learn from mentors. And when we talk about building a network, it can often sound like very generic. But I can honestly say that the people at Pitney Bowes inspire each other to go above and beyond every day. And I always feel that if you can walk away from each experience with a new friend or a mentor, that's just a huge success. It makes coming to work fun and invigorating. And that's how it feels to be an employee at Pitney Bowes. And lastly, work-life integration. So Pitney Bowes has created such a supportive culture for recognizing the importance of family, personal life, and emotional well-being. It's a company that gives their employees the opportunity to be 100%, whether they're at home or as an employee, and you don't feel that guilt of having to choose one over the other. I think that's a great way to feel no matter what stage of your career that you're in. Whether you're an intern or somebody that's been with Pitney Bowes for 15, 20 years, that's a good way to feel.
Work-life balance, especially, as well as something nowadays, is so important in students as well. In an internship, there can be a work-life balance that they should be able to feel. It sounds like the culture of Pitney Bowes provides a platform just for that exactly. And I'm a student. What can I expect when I'm interning at Pitney Bowes and I've accepted an internship at your company?
Yeah, so I think what a student puts into their internship is what they will get out of it ultimately. But our internships range so vastly that some students are maybe a part of our innovation team and analyzing data, while others might be helping to create a new process within our global e-commerce operations. So as the program manager, Parker, that's one thing I'm very committed to, is having them walk away with understanding the core values of Pitney Bowes and meeting, interacting, and learning from our employees and our executive leadership team. I think one of the other things they'll walk away with is some professional development and new skills. It's so important that you're enhancing your skills when you're in an internship. And we really put a lot of emphasis on, yes, you have a project to do. However, you're here to learn how to market yourself for the future as well. And I feel like it's really important that they'll have the opportunity to be part of a team, not necessarily the intern team, but whatever part of the business that they are supporting, and really have the opportunity to make a difference. And ultimately have the opportunity to brand themselves personally and professionally, build their LinkedIn profile and their resume. And I think all of those things combined over a 10-week program is very realistic expectation and what they'll gain from being an intern at Pitney Bowes.
Internship interviews can be something daunting to students who may have not done an interview before for a corporate role. What tips would you give students when they're interviewing for a Pitney Bowes internship?
You know, Parker, I think there's a lot of situations where interns might, or students, I should say, might apply for internships and see what sticks and see what they get. What I think is really important, especially when it comes to Pitney Bowes, is reading up on what we do and what the internship you're applying for entails. So showing you put that time into really understanding our business and what you would be doing to make an impact will go a long way. I also think it's so important, I said this about when you're reaching out via LinkedIn to build your network, is really being authentic. It's okay to show your personality, but be your true self. Don't be afraid to ask questions during the interview and show who you are. I think it's also important to really show enthusiasm and excitement to learn what you're looking to get out of the 10 weeks and being excited that you will be a member of our team. And lastly, I just feel like it's so important to always say thank you. It's a little thing when you're interviewing, but whether it's a quick email, a note card, it's just so important to be grateful for the opportunity to apply and value other people's time, investment in speaking with you. I mean, a simple thank you really just goes a long way.
And you spoke about the interns are working on projects and they may be with a team specifically. Is there any other things that interns will be doing? Will they be able to feel that kind of cross-functional nature, as you mentioned, of the company altogether, or working with a team or on projects?
Yeah. So since our company is pretty large, our interns are hired in our growth areas and they're focused in a variety of different, you know, business units and on different business priorities. So all of the projects our interns work on for the summer are an important part of our overall strategic vision of the individual business units they're assigned to. But with that said, one of my goals as campus manager is to bring our interns together as a team at least once a week. It's really exciting for the interns to share which projects they're working on and learn about the different areas of business. On the flip side, it's also really fun to learn about the interns personally and what they do to energize themselves when they're not working. So although they'll be working separately, we try to really create a team atmosphere and a cohesive approach to learning and development. And I think it's important for interns to learn what the others are doing because, hey, you never know. It might be something that they might be interested in down the line and want to learn more about.
You spoke about the importance of obviously professional development at your company and what interns will experience and mentorship. Why would you say mentorship is such an integral part to your overall internship program?
You know, I've mentioned mentors a couple of times throughout this podcast, and it's so important to who I am and where I am now in my own career that I feel it's necessary to encourage everyone to find a mentor. It's a lifelong piece of advice, no matter what stage you are in, or if it's personal or professional. A mentor can really help you figure out who you are and what you want out of life and in your career. So at Pitney Bowes, it is strongly encouraged. I also think there's a happy balance when finding a mentor. You want somebody that is going to inspire you and help you grow. There needs to be a natural connection, Parker. So it's easy for us to match people up with mentors, but like I said earlier, I think it's so important for the interns to find a mentor that they click with, that when they walk away from their experience, they have this person as a mentor when they're back at school and in their future endeavors.
And on top of getting a mentor, what are some other things, Nicole, that you're hoping a student takes away from an internship with Pitney Bowes when they finish that 10 weeks?
Yeah, so I would say one of the first things, Parker, is something meaningful in their toolkit. And what I mean by this is I want them to walk away with one or more learnings or experience which really influence them, motivate them, or inspire them in some of their future decisions. So whether it's college or a job, I want them to look back at their internship as an opportunity that helped them grow. I'd also love for them to walk away with, and I mentioned again, a great friendship or a mentor. I said this earlier, but if you leave with this in any capacity, it's a win. Sometimes it is the people that you meet that have the most impact on your next steps. And lastly, I want the interns to walk away feeling like Pitney Bowes is a place that they want to work, that this is a culture where they can see themselves flourish. This is a place where they can envision a career. I want them to want to come back. And that is important to me, but it's also important to them to feel like they are finding their place in the world. And, I want them to feel like Pitney Bowes is a place that they could envision themselves.
We've learned so much today about Pitney Bowes, the company and your program. Are there anything else or closing remarks that you would want to leave our listeners with about your company or just general advice?
Yeah, thank you so much, Parker, for having me and allowing me to talk about Pitney Bowes and our campus program. One point that I just like to leave with for the students is to really think about and understand how their education can translate into a professional environment. So I think there's a lot of focus on resume building and credentials, but I'd really encourage the students listening to also take time to focus on some of their soft skills. The soft skills, they're not necessarily going to qualify you for a job, but when it's paired with a good education and solid credentials, they can really make you a much more marketable candidate for future roles. And I hope to speak with some of your listeners in the future. And thanks again, Parker, for having me.
We appreciate the time.
Thanks again to Nicole from Pitney Bowes for sharing why their company is a great place to work, what her experience in internships is, and how to prepare for an interview with their recruitment team. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we'd love for you to give us a rating or review about the show. To listen to all of our shows and get updates on future ones, check out our website, theinternshipshow.com. This episode was brought to you by Scholars. Scholars matches college students and employers for internships and entry-level jobs based on skills, experiences, and interests. Stay tuned for another great episode of The Internship Show, and we will see you all next time.